was a different experience because I guess I thought that being in organized baseball, I wouldn't be hearing a lot of racial slurs. Mm-hmm. I thought that, you know, since the Negro League have faded out in 60, which I think that was the last year, that people were more in line to accept, you know, people of color, you know, to play baseball. And then apparently it wasn't that. There was what I would say some quotas, you know, where so many players will go to a team.
So many black
Players, you know, mm-hmm. will go to a team. Even some Spanish players of color, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like me or lighter, but it's still where the players will have to live in a separate barracks and sleep in separate quarters.
But the minority players players,
they're all together. And we had to eat at some lady who had a house or that would cook for the black players. And it was kind of disappointing because I thought, you know, my dream through all the years as I went through baseball in the Negro League, I said to myself, you know, I said now, Negro League baseball is one of, if not the most important chapter in the history of baseball. Because if you retrospect, when you look at what Negro League baseball had done for baseball, what it got all the fans together, people to come to see players with so much talent, you know, as the guys who you know who were coming in, mm-hmm. and I wonder sometime maybe with sadness, you know, what fans had lost a chance to see the competition between you know black players. I didn't get to see Josh Gibson, but I knew of him. You know, I knew of him with some guys that I had met, you know, as I become involved with Negro League baseball. The competition that would have been so great for people to see that, and it would show America, if anything, that, you know, that black players were deserving to be, you know, playing together with the counterpart white players.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I was wondering. And then when I went back to, when I started in organized baseball and I still see the separation, I didn't believe that, you know, that was something that was remain there, you know, still so many years, you know. Now it's pretty much washed out, but it was like, you know, when I saw that we had to live in separate quarters, yeah, then we go to the ballpark and we play together, you know, during spring training. And then when you go away to your team, respective teams in the league, you still, you know, couldn't, you know what it was, the black players live in a black town, you know, the black area and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Still you hear how ignorant some people were about it. The fact, you know, that, you know, if you're a caller, that had nothing to do with your qualities or your capabilities of playing baseball.